express yourself.
Well, good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, John, and good morning, everyone, in the YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talk Line.
Right, and you can call in anonymously. We'll give you out the number soon, but we'd like to hear what's on your mind.
It's December 15th, getting closer. I'll give a little shout-out to all of my RHS students, my Rural Human Service students out there listening. Feel free to call in and express yourself if you want to. And then I have a HUMS. KUC has a Human Service Associate Degree cohort. And there's a bunch of them and some graduates this December. So it's really neat. All right. So I'm going to give out the numbers real quick. And you can call in. The number is 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call from anywhere in the United States, 1-800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Anonymously, please.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can say your name if you want. But some of you prefer anonymous, and we honor that.
A few more days, and we're going to start gaining daylight.
I know.
Wow.
So, and maybe we'll start winter, too.
Yeah, maybe.
In a few
winter.
Noms. So, look, we have John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line. You are number one. Good morning, John. There you go.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
It's usually dark at 10 in the morning, so you want to close your eyes a little longer, but I took my time to try to get up early, especially during Talk Line. I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday, however you prefer it. And if I say Merry Christmas to everyone, I don't mean to offend anyone because of their religious background, you know.
That's nice.
And I'd like to ask everyone to please remember the people who passed on this year during the Christmas season and pray for their families and their friends, you know, because they're going to be missed. I know how it feels to lose someone. It's hard. And, but you have all your friends that make up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of friends you can always remember. I like to remember people who passed on. The last time I seen them was when they were laughing or smiling. That way you cherish in your heart. I always remember how they were, you know. You can't forget that.
That's very thoughtful. Thank you.
And I pray for all of them to be comfortable and to have a good season this year. And please, everyone, please watch where you're driving. It's real slippery out there and, you know, just fresh, warm weather. And I'm glad so far we hadn't had no tragedies on the river, thank God. Please continue to stay on the river and be aware of all your surroundings at all times. And if you're going somewhere at nighttime, please, it'd be nice if you can go with pairs, you know. I've seen people go by at nighttime with three or four people. And that's safety, for safety reasons. So, anyway, by the way, I broke in, finally got me a cell phone. Now I know how it feels to be mad at a machine when you're trying to learn it. They had a program last night on the news that they had a place for old folks where they were learning how to use the gadget, you know. It's like a computer, the technology in that phone.
They are amazing. They are not just for calling anymore.
Oh, man, they're for temperament, too. I got to watch out. I don't get mad at the darn thing while I'm trying to learn it, you know.
I know.
Because they ain't going to talk back to me or do nothing.
True.
So anyway, I'll take it as it comes.
Okay.
So please, everyone, please don't drink and drive and watch the pedestrians real dark in the morning, especially school kids going to school.
Yeah.
You know, some of them don't have reflective coat things. And I wear black myself. I need to put stripes on so that they can see me. I better let you guys go for everyone else to call.
Yeah, thanks, John.
You guys have a good weekend, everyone.
You too. Merry Christmas.
And please be safe. Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay.
Edward.
Oh, good. Okay, you're just jumping right in.
Good morning, Edward.
Edward, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Okay, from Atmao.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all my friends who are in KYUK and wherever in the world. Just wanted to pass this message on to K300 committees.
Mm-hmm.
If they're listening.
They are.
There's a good trail from Bethel to Atmoso, Unapitso, Old Kasigluk, and Kasigluk Heights, and it goes round to back to Atmao Strait, then to Bethel. Man, we got really good trail. I've been hearing they've been postponed. I heard they postponed that 35-mile race from Bethel to somewhere. And there's a good trail from Bethel to Atmao that's 18 miles. Equals round trip is 36 to 35 miles. If the race committee in Bethel could please one time or two time run this way a course and let these people see in our villages there's people who like to mush. Okay, Kuyana, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all the people. And Kuyana Kfa, I'd like to say thank you and Merry Christmas to Corey Simon and his family. Kuyana Corey for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Edward. Okay.
Next we have Stephen.
Stephen. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Happy holidays to everybody listening out there.
Thank you.
This morning there was news from KYUK regarding the Kuskokwim River Chinook. That's a preliminary. It should be high. You know, we should come to that with caution because back in 2015, they had the same kind of preliminary forecast, but the fish didn't come back. And we fished the hell out of that river, you know, back in 2013. So instead of giving the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and U.S. Fish and Wildlife, giving the natives false hope, they should come to this with caution. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well.
Also, just it could be nice to get like some river updates. So if someone from Bethel Search and Rescue want to call in and give us that, that'd be great.
Yeah, come on, Mike. Search and Rescue want to hear what's happening on the river.
And next we have Mary. Good morning, Mary. Welcome
to
Talkline.
Good morning. I want to wish all of you a very good day, and thank you for being there, because I really do enjoy your programs, because you bring out a lot of things that that nobody really bothers to bring out. And, you know, like, you really keep us up to date on the events of the day, the month, the year, which we really, really, really appreciate. Kriyana Chaknik, and I want to wish everyone a spare back, a lucistuk and Christmasak, Chali Angnik, and fruitful new year for everybody. And I want to announce that I have another new grand nephew who was born a couple of days ago.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yes. Akumak Binichak Luton, Nakunkitaka Naki Luton, Kiwaspid Lamming with the school together to come. I always feel that it's good. Even if we're feeling sick, that when we're involved, when we're doing things to help other people, it really helps us.
Yeah, you're just busted bones, that's all.
Yeah, Kriyana, I want to wish all of you a very, very, very merry, merry, merry Christmas, and to everyone in the region.
Thank you.
Kriyana, thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. I can't see.
I can. I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mark. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Well, I guess I'll throw in on the Christmas call-in.
Merry
Christmas to everybody out there in Radio Land. Thanks for the saloonuck yesterday, John.
Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed. I called you a one-armed smelt fryer.
Yeah, I'm still one-armed.
Both hands seem to be working.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to second the motion to run some dog race out towards the Tundra Villages. I think I may be mistaken, but they could either start them out here in Kasaili area, so I think part of that Atmau Trail runs from over here, or out behind Tundra Ridge, but I think that's a wonderful idea. It's a good safe trail, and it will bring the sport out to part of the area that hasn't seen dog racing for a while.
Yeah.
So I really like that idea, and I think the mushers should think about it and be able to get out there and run the dogs. This is Mark Springer. I'm on the Marijuana Control Board, and this is kind of a public service announcement. People who may have purchased legal marijuana edibles manufactured by Frozen Buds, and they have been a large manufacturer, licensed manufacturer out of Fairbanks with products in a lot of retail stores. The Marijuana Control Office put out an advisory a few weeks ago that Frozen Buds was being charged with selling untested products. One of the things that we require, the Marijuana Board requires, is that commercial marijuana and marijuana products, we're talking about cookies and brownies and
gummy bears.
No, we do not. No, in all seriousness, we do not license gummy bears.
Okay.
We do not license any products that look like any sort of attractive candy.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
We won't license a product, a cookie that's got colorful sprinkles on it. We're very careful about making sure that products do not even appear to be attractive, to kids. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I come out and tell them, change the color of that product to something ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. But anyways, the thing is, Frozen Buds, we just took action this morning. We have revoked their license and levied a very substantial fine on them and seized all products that they've manufactured. So if anybody, and maybe nobody does, but if anybody has gone to Anchorage or anywhere else and bought an edible product manufactured by Frozen Buds, and they have coffee creamer and cookies and banana bread and just a lot of products, don't consume them. Just get rid of them, because they are alleged to have used untested marijuana ingredients. So we cannot say that the THC content is 5 milligrams or less in each piece of product. So if you have Frozen Buds products, be aware that they are no longer licensed. They had some very serious allegations against them as far as testing goes.
Okay.
We did have a test come back. The board had a piece of product tested. It came back with mold in it. So be aware as a consumer, if you have any Frozen Buds products, it would probably be wise to just toss them into the wood stove.
Can I ask you another kind of question? Is do you foresee a day when people in Bethel might grow, like in a high tunnel, or grow marijuana and be able to sell it in Bethel?
There is nothing stopping anybody in Bethel from making an application for a license. They would have to go through the city hoops, which I have already. I'm on the city council, and I have already recused myself from in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there is nothing constraining anybody in Bethel from applying for any of our licenses.
Oh, so someone could get a bunch of grow lights in a small building and apply for a license to grow marijuana and then sell it in Bethel.
A bunch of grow lights means an electric bill, and there are people who have said that maybe there are some economic constraints.
It's cost prohibitive. Well, I mean, or maybe you get a high tunnel during summer.
you can legally cultivate outdoors. You got to have a fence. You got to have a pretty high fence around it.
Yeah,
you know, that you can't see through. But yes, we do allow licensees to cultivate outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Or indoors. So you know, we have basically four licenses. There's a small cultivation license, which is under 500 square feet of canopy, and an unlimited cultivation license. The small cultivate is $1,000 application fee. The large cultivate is $5,000. And we have retail licenses, and we have manufacturing licenses, and as a component of the manufacturing licenses,
because
you get an endorsement to make concentrates.
The only way to be able to sell marijuana in Bethel or have a license to sell it, you'd have to have it grown here as well, because you cannot import
theoretically.
No.
Well, that's not exactly true, because marijuana moves around the state. Retail marijuana moves around the state. You can have a cultivator in Southeast who is legally, as far as we're concerned, they've got the paperwork, they've got the manifest.
But is it allowed on the airplane?
Transporting marijuana. There was a story in the paper several months ago about somebody in Southeast who was making a bunch of what I guess the new term is pre-rolls. We used to call them joints. And filling up per suitcase with them, with the transport manifest, going to the airport, showing the transport manifest to Alaska Airlines, and showing it to TSA, and it's in-state transportation,
and it's allowed.
There has not been any sort of enforcement emphasis by either the state or the federal government on in-state Alaska to Alaska flights.
Okay.
And
we'll probably have to wrap it up, Mark. So it's a little hard to tell whether it's legal or not to have it imported via Alaska Air
If it's got a manifest, people have been successfully transporting marijuana on commercial airlines.
Okay, and not
you can't ship it as cargo. You cannot ship it as cargo. It's got to be, you know, basically hand carried.
It's got to come on the plane with you.
Yes, it does. But,
yeah. Okay.
As long as it's got a transport manifest that is legal with the state of Alaska.
Okay. So, Mark, I'm going to have to cut you a little bit short here, but thank you for that information. I hope you'll call in again in the future, because there's a lot of questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
I heard.
You could
mail it. There's ways to mail it, to vacuum pack it, and then put a little talcum powder or some charcoal in those boxes that the flat rate box.
Oh yeah.
And the sniffer dogs can't sniff it as easily.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows up here at our post office, maybe.
Sure, probably does. I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a rumor.
Sure.
All right, so I'm going to go to Renee.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Renee.
Renee's going to confirm or deny that rumor.
Oh, good.
Renee,
confirm
good morning.
Confirm or deny.
I can tell you that if you mail it, that's a federal.
Yeah.
That's, you're talking federal.
I know.
Stuff.
But
and if they decided to catch you, you know, I'm not sure I'd want to be
around
the receiving end of a federal investigation.
I know.
Really?
But you know.
The other thing I wanted to say about that is if you grow it and you plan to sell it, it has to be tested, right? That's what he was talking about. Well, I think it has to be tested in the area it's grown in. So somebody would have to open a
lab
of some kind.
Testing lab here in Bethel. It seems like. I don't know. I don't, you know, it's not my, I'm not interested in it anyway. So.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. It gets that. You know what? Everyone who wants it seems to get it, so it's somehow it works out for people. All right, so what's on your mind?
Well, two things. I'm going to just point out that the Best in the West small business competition is open and running. And any of those folks out there in the whole YK Delta that have a good business idea and need a little funding for it, they need to get an application, and I'm just going to tell the dates of a couple of upcoming workshops, business development workshops. Today's one, 7 p.m., library, and then December 19th is also one, So you should put that on your calendar. And then in January, we have one on the 9th and the 24th, and the first round of competition closes on January 26th. So if you have any questions or you want an application, I'm going to read off my email. So if you've got a pencil, write it down. Are you ready? It's rmathanas@alaska.edu, or come by the Cultural Center. And the other thing I want to mention, just so I know I don't want to take up too much time, Saturday market tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it starts, doors open at 8:30 for our members, 9 for all the vendors, and you better come early because we ran out of tables last time. I'll have every table I can find out.
And the tables are free. Is
no.
That right?
No. That's on the 23rd.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Today, the 16th is still, it's going to cost you $10 or $15. That's not really very much.
No.
And on the 23rd, next Saturday, it will be a free table for those. And we ask people to share if possible. And I know that there's been some concern about the city's sales tax. And I think that folks don't really need to worry about that too much. They will come and let you know if you need to worry about it. The city will. I'm not going to. So the city's going to be in charge of that. If they want to come take care of the city sales tax, they will come do that. So.
Okay.
That's where I stand on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's got questions, call me.
I do.
543-4538. What's your question?
Okay. John? What's happening Christmassy at the Cultural Center next few days, weeks?
I don't have any big plans for. Santa may or may not come here. No one has told me that he's coming, but you never know. We just have our regular programs. I don't think we have a big hoop to do going.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's all right. Merry Christmas, anyway.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Renee. All right, so next we have Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, this is Mark. I guess my last name is again. So I just wanted to clarify a couple of things.
Second time.
Yes, I'm going to use my second time because it's kind of important. Okay, number one.
Yeah.
Number one, marijuana is grown commercially in Alaska by a cultivator must be transferred under what we call a transportation manifest, which shows the amount of marijuana being transferred, who's going to be transferring it, what route is going to be followed in the delivery, and where it's going to. That does not include mailing it. So nobody in the licensed marijuana industry mails marijuana, with the possible exception of sending samples to a testing laboratory.
Well, Mark, I was referring to something that was probably done illegally.
I understand. And I want to draw that very bright line between licensed marijuana and marijuana establishments and people who you can have 12 plants. You can have 6 flowering and 6 not flowering in your home. So you can grow marijuana legally in your home. And I know for a fact that there are people here in Bethel who grow marijuana legally in their homes, and some of them are pretty accomplished at it, is my understanding. But as far as transporting it, nothing that I said, I don't want anybody to construe anything I said as that you can mail marijuana, because as far as I know, it's a federal wrap. Again, except possibly, and this is just anecdotally, that people who send it to a testing laboratory, and that's the other kind of license we issue, is for testing. Our job is to protect the public health and the public safety. And so one of the ways we do that is we require testing of marijuana flower and of, buds and stuff. And of marijuana products tested for THC content And we also have them tested for bacteria and bugs and mold, and because marijuana is actually a pretty delicate plant. It can get some pretty nasty stuff growing on it, and that you don't want to be ingesting. So to protect public health and safety, we make sure that it gets tested.
Good.
You know, the proposition that essentially expanded on the Raven decision as far as recognizing the privacy rights of Alaskans, you know, you can have 12 plants in your home, you can have up to an ounce of marijuana on your person, without necessarily getting rousted. But I'm only speaking on the record from, you know, the perspective of the marijuana board and the things that we do. And I just wanted to, again, let people know that the Frozen Buds licensee, first we had a big consumer advisory out on them, and we have today revoked their license. So, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware if you have any Frozen Buds products. My suggestion would be just to trash them because you're not really sure what you're going to be consuming. So okay. I just wanted to clarify that against a few of the things that were said, you know, just before and after I hung up. I don't want people thinking that, oh, I can mail pounds of marijuana through the mail. Probably not.
Okay.
That is a federal issue. But right. If you're a licensee, if you are a marijuana licensee, the airlines, it appears, are able to work with you as long as you're doing something legal under statutes and regulations.
Okay. Well,
but I'm not speaking for the airlines either.
Oh, understood.
But there is the question of how would we get, you know, if somebody opened a retail store, how would we get marijuana out here in Bethel if there is no licensed cultivator? Well, it's been proven possible because we have cultivators in Sitka who have their products sold in, say, Anchorage.
Okay. Yes, that's so, right. Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, okay. Bev, good morning, Bev.
Good morning, and thank you, Mark, for all that information.
I didn't know half of that. We're
all informed. Anyway, happy, merry, everything, you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to call on, actually, I'm just coming back from the pool, John.
Oh,
and
dear.
I haven't seen you yet, and I was just reading an article about people our age, we need to keep exercising.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage all my fellow 60-somethingers and older, it's a great place to keep exercised and happy. And
now,
I just want to go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, this Sunday, aren't you having your cookie extravaganza for the
fundraiser? Yes, so you'll need to come work out before you buy cookies so you can eat them guilt-free.
I know. What time? Because they go fast.
Yeah, they do. And I'm going to have some elves doing some containers amongst the crowd so that if people are late, there'll be some nice cookies left.
Oh,
but they do
right. Go
fast.
That's a nice
and,
way to go.
Yeah, and all the proceeds from this fundraiser we're going to be able to add some half-price days over the holiday. I think school gets out next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Friday, we're going to have a half-price day. The day after Christmas, a half-price day. And there's one other in January. But the cookie sale starts at 2, and I have about 30 bakers, and always welcome more, but we have quite a few bakers.
Wow.
And I just want to send that reminder out to them that cookies need to be there between 12 and 1, and the sale starts promptly at 2.
Oh, at 2, okay.
It's a lot of fun even to come watch, but come buy cookies.
Stand back and watch.
Yeah, come buy cookies.
My roommate, she made a batch of sugar cookies and frosted them, and they are really delicious, and it's everything I can do not to keep tasting them. She's got them in the freezer.
I know. I make ginger cookies with a touch of cayenne, and it's a Good Morning America cookie winning recipe from 2014.
Wow.
And then I make sugar cookies and then really heavy fudge.
Oh.
So, but there's a lot of beautiful cookies every year, and just one, use the YK Fitness Center, get healthy, two, come buy cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, my favorite are butter cookies.
Just butter, oh. What, butter, or butter, what do you mean butter cookies?
They're cookies, regular butter cookies.
Well, the sugar cookie is a butter cookie. So
well, I like lots of butter, lots of butter.
A sugar cookie is basically sugar and butter and flour.
Yeah. Well, I got a good excuse for not swimming, Bev, at this time.
Oh.
I do have a 7-inch long gash on my shoulder that's been stapled.
John,
19 staples holding it in.
Well, you quit climbing on top of the counters looking for stuff.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, remember that. But folks, stay safe out there. There's reports of cars on the river, and I know. Twice I've heard that people have had a car on the river, and
man,
it's just
too
crazy.
Early.
It's too early. The ice is too thin.
Yeah.
And just people be safe out there over. Not over the holidays, but all the time. So, okay, good morning.
Good morning, Bev. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye.
And I believe it's Sony from the library. No, we'll look.
Oh, yeah, we have Casey. Good morning, Casey. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Oh,
thank you.
It's the fire. It's Casey the fireman.
Oh, hi, Casey.
Casey the fire guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
I wanted to just remind you that Saturday from 4 to 6, we're having our an open house at the fire department here.
Is that tomorrow? Sorry, your mic cut off. Is it tomorrow?
It is tomorrow. Okay. I'm standing in the fire station right now looking at the electronic sign in front of the cultural center, and it was my mistake. It says Friday the 16th, and Renee is trying to fix that right now. So it's not Friday the 16th, it's Saturday the 16th, and from 4 to 6, and we're going to, it's going to, trying to make it a family event here. I think we're going to have a little, besides touring the fire department and looking at the new ambulance and fire trucks, we may set up a little obstacle course, a little firefighter obstacle course for the young ones, and then get to spray a little water and everything. And of course, we're going to have free hot dogs and beverages and just have a fun time for a couple hours and thank the community for their generous support of getting this new ambulance into Bethel in such a really short order of time. We started fundraising about a year and a half ago, and to get it up on the last barge this year was pretty amazing.
Nice.
So we couldn't have done it, obviously, without a lot of support from the community.
Thank you.
What was the grand total cost of that fire, of that ambulance?
It's over $250,000.
For a vehicle?
For a vehicle.
Wow.
Yes, an ambulance.
Wow. That's amazing. I don't know how small towns do it.
But it's got a lot of the, it'll have a lot of the state-of-the-art equipment.
Yeah.
And it's going to be wonderful, life-saving addition to our community.
Wow. Thank you so much for work.
So,
all the people who mobilized and contributed to that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yes.
That's a blessing.
So, all right.
All right. Thank you, Casey.
Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. Okay. Next, we have Helen. Good morning, Helen. Welcome to Talk Line.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I didn't really want to hear about marijuana when you guys were talking about it. I know it helps cancer patients, but I noticed that 10-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-olds are smoking here in town.
Smoking
and
marijuana?
I'm sure. And I'm sure they do it in the village, too, behind their parents. It's also a mind impairing drug, even though some people prefer it more.
Mm-hmm.
But today I wanted to talk about Bethel drivers driving too fast on the road.
In cars or snowmobiles?
Both.
And four-wheelers.
And four-wheelers.
And four-wheelers.
You see them zipping around. Yeah.
Because the side of the road, they're really thick with snow. So you can't really walk on those. You have to be close to the road and loose docks. Bethel has always had loose dogs.
Yeah, well, we're probably going to have more of an issue because Bethel Friends the Canine is going through a transition, and so...
Oh, no.
Yeah, Joan Dewey is stepping down, and she's been a driving force of Bethel Friends the Canine, so they're going to have to do some restructuring in January. They're going to have a meeting and...
Did you hear about this child tax thing that they're trying to pass in
Oh, with the national government?
I mean, national, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the tax plan and whether mm-hmm. there's enough, you mean the tax credit for children?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, so they're trying to increase the tax credit that a family could claim per child on their taxes.
It's $1,400?
I thought it was around 2000.
I think it was 110 and then they changed to 140.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact number, but that's what's being debated now. To whether to change that so that Marco Rubio will vote for it. He didn't want to vote for the tax plan unless they increase the tax credit for children for
we need it. We got so many kids. Mm-hmm. In America.
Okay.
We're a lot. Thank you. Have a good day. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ambulance. All right. Well, thank you, Helen. Good morning, Sonny. Ooh. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everyone. Last week was... Chief Eddie Hoffman calling day, and I was going to make a call, but then it got too late. The program ended. Anyhow, I'm calling this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got some good reminiscences about good old Eddie Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And years ago in 1965, started working for Northern Consolidated and Jack Wise out here at the Bethel Airport, and Charlie Hoffman was the lead man, his brother. Jimmy Hoffman was a pilot, and three wonderful brothers. And anyhow, Jack Wise, or the lead man, would have a little man on a totem pole go dip them. They had two approximately 30-foot tall JP-4 fuel tanks for the F-27s. And Eddie Hoffman Fuel used to bring fuel out to keep them full, you know, or sufficient for F-27 landed, need some fuel, they have to fuel them up. And then whoever dipped the tanks would have to call Eddie, tell him how much fuel is in those tanks. Sometimes you get check from him. And sometimes you didn't, but it was all in fun, and he was quite a character, and I sure enjoyed those days. He used to climb up that open ladder with that hose, shimmy right up there, and then when he brought fuel out, either him or Sonny in those days, and he was young and spry. This was 1965. And there's a great picture that somebody posted on Facebook taken in the early 1940s with my dad, Eddie Hoffman, and I think the middle guy is Roy Hall, either Roy Hall or Joe Chaney. But, gee, my dad was only still a late teenager when he worked up at NIAC and when he was very young. And as time went on, I got to know Eddie better, and then I got married. And I bought that first fuel tank from him when I built my home. Mm-hmm. And I get a bill after he delivered fuel, usually in a week maybe. And then I used to like to go over to his house and pay my bill in person.
Hmm.
And because Bessie always had cake or cookies, and Eddie always had the coffee pot on and in the morning, and he'd do his own book work himself. And
nice.
He told me, you know, Joe, you got young family. You don't have to pay your bill all at once if you don't want to. And just pay what you can. I said, no, Eddie, oh, gee, thanks, but I'd like to clear this up. And I did, you know, you don't run across them kind of people anymore. And, it was the good old days. Nowadays, when you get fuel, they want your credit card number right off the bat, and they want you to pay it right off the bat. But, old lady, he was, down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
He was gruff on the outside, but I want to say he had a velvet and gold heart. He was a caring person, and he understood people's problems. Anyhow, that's all I have to say about Chief Eddie. Mm. And you guys have any other questions?
Oh, no. Thank you, Sonny. Wow.
I'm glad you called in, and that was a beautiful story.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You bet. Good day, everyone. Bye.
Thanks.
Good day.
Thanks, Sonny.
All right. Next, we have Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing? I haven't called in for a while.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to thank the volunteer search and rescue from all the villages that were involved in the recent search and rescue we did over in Nunap. There we had like 30 to 40 members that were involved in both days that we were searching for that young boy. Want to remind everybody to continue filing your trip plans, please, because in turn you're helping yourself by leaving us information just in case we were to go out and search for you. So, always file a trip plan with a responsible adult.
Now, I was going to ask about river conditions. Do you want to say anything about that or how they seem?
Yeah, the river conditions have thinned up in several areas around here in Kasigluk. Mainly the small channel or small creeks, where there's a lot of current. Two or three of our searchers the other day fell through the ice, but were able to, zoom out over there with their snow machines. They were lucky in that sense that their snow machines were high-powered. And that was around the vicinity of Atmautluk, south of Atmautluk in those wetland areas.
Right.
So just a word of caution, that won't be the only place that's, thinning out. It's all over the delta with this warm weather. So just a word of caution to everybody. Always leave a trip plan. Because that speeds up our search and rescue efforts. The more information we have to start off with, the faster we get out to help you.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm certainly amazed that nobody has fallen through and drowned this winter yet.
I know.
It's amazing.
And it might be because they're cautious and whatnot, so, mm-hmm. that's a kudos for everybody.
Yeah.
Right, and people are warning people each other.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we can continue this. You know, everybody can continue being safe. Happy holidays to everybody. And I'm very happy that the search turned out on happy terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Wilson.
Thank you very much.
All right. Gita Kakuyana.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bye.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've had a swirl of calls.
Swirl.
A herd. A pack. Of calls.
Of calls.
We got a little opening if anyone's trying to get through. Yeah.
And the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you can email at radio@kyk.org. You can call in and email anonymously if you want.
Yes. Oh, and somebody got through the opening.
Good.
And that is Alexi. Good morning, Alexi. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning, Diane. Good morning, Appa.
Good morning.
Yes, do you want it, the river? I could do it in front of my village only. I don't know nothing about upriver or downriver, but I know it's rough. Right here in the pocket, there were four open areas, you know.
Oh, wow.
And those were the ones that were still open. This year is the worstest ice buildup I ever seen in my life. And usually I put my net out early in, like in November or first week of it. This year, a lot of ice jammed up, it's rough. So I went to check on my eddies, nothing. They were all nothing but ice, nothing. Oh, my ice. Oh, what am I going to do now? So I didn't have no choice but to put it where the current is, where I'm not supposed to be putting it, but I had no choice. What are you going to do when you have no choice? You have to do it. So I tried it, but good thing about it was it caught two lusses.
I said,
well, good. At least it's kind of, I'm going to leave it there. Right now, the open area where I put my net, and this was a couple of days ago, is 8 inches. The open water, where there's a lot of current, that's 8 inches. Now, where all the ice build up and everything is way more than that. So that's the condition that Naparka has right now.
That's tough.
It's tough on the people that fish under, you know, that put their fish nets under the ice. There's a lot of them that are probably stressed out. You know, there are probably half of them that didn't even put their nets out yet.
Yep.
And it's all because of the build-up ices. And this is the first time I ever seen it this rough.
Wow.
This rough. And it opened my eyes. Whoa, I didn't know it could do this. It's amazing.
Do you think it's climate change that you hear all about?
No. That part of the climate change. That's part of it. It's affecting the whole state of Alaska. Not only Waikiki, the whole state of Alaska. And Greenland, too. You know? It's affecting our state and the grid. Yes, there's going to be more water, you know, in the future that's coming because it's still melting. So I don't know what the future's going to hold. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
And that's my report on the river. That's how it works. And I agree with my niece, Helen. They shouldn't talk about marijuana.
Sorry.
You know?
Okay.
It kind of saddened me up for when that person is just like encouraging, we're going to have this and this and that. I said,
okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Alexi, for the update. Now, just to be clear, I don't think anyone was encouraging marijuana.
They were just
explaining what the law was, because it's a little confusing since it's become legal. I will say that climate change impacts not just the environment. I think it impacts our sense of mental well-being.
Right.
And it can disrupt us inside within our own beings, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. we're from the land. So that's another aspect that doesn't always get talked about. So I'm going to read an anonymous email that came in.
You got good eyes.
Yes, I'm going to do that. And this is from Anonymous. It says, there are people using sex to pay for drugs and alcohol. Parents, watch your child. The more we speak, the more closer the law gets to catching those crimes. Okay. So, I'm not sure all the details about that, but I am sure there are some activities in Bethel that are very disturbing when it comes to drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
So, okay, so our lines are open, but now they're not. So this is Shaddy. We haven't heard from Shaddy in a while
from the YK Fitness Center. No, no.
Now, Shaddy just became a, I think a first responder, but I'm not. Did you just become a, what training did you just finish, Shaddy?
Firefighter training.
Yes, he's a firefighter in Bethel. Wow. Maybe you'll get to ride on that brand new ambulance.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just calling in to give the weekly announcement. I missed last couple weeks, I think.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, we got some new classes and some new information coming out. So our holiday schedule. So we're going to be closed the day of Christmas. That's the only day we're going to be closed throughout the holiday season. So we'll be open Christmas Eve, we'll be open New Year's Eve, and we'll be open New Year's Day. To find that information, just go to our website, ykfitness.org. That'll be the easiest way because there's different times, so it's kind of confusing. But the only day we'll be closed is Christmas Day. That's it. We have a lifeguard certification class coming up. So if anybody in town's looking for a part-time job, we're hiring lifeguards. So we're going to do the training January 2nd through January 6th. So this is going to be hopefully over winter break for the high schoolers. So if any parent listening wants to get your kid involved in something after school, part-time employment at our facility, I think, is a great option. You're going to develop some transferable skills for the future, and you're going to make a paycheck at the same time. And you get to hang out with us at the fitness center, so that's a plus. The annual Christmas cookie extravaganza is this Sunday, so December 17th at 2 p.m. here at the fitness center. And all these funds are going to go to sponsor our half-price pool admission. So the YK Lifesavers fund is dwindling, and this is going to be a great opportunity to boost those funds back up to where Bev and the Lifesavers want them to be. So we would love to see everybody out if you have some time Sunday. Come purchase some great cookies. I have a big sweet tooth, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Okay.
We will be offering a winter break sport camp for those individuals looking for childcare.
Here we go.
That's going to run December 26th through December 29th. Actually, December 27th through the 29th. So YK and AVCP are all off December 26th. So we'll run that Wednesday, December 27th through Friday, December 29th. And then we're going to run it January 2nd through January 5th.
Now, what exactly does that – can people drop their children off? You're providing child care?
So this is a pre-registration – we're not calling it child care. It's a pre-registration sport camp for the youth. So just like we did over summer and what we do over breaks, activity-based camp, so a lot of swimming, a lot of fitness activities, and then some wellness education. And currently that camp is capped at 10 people. So anybody listening knows that they are looking for some child care over Christmas or over winter break. I would recommend registering today to guarantee your spot. So that's going to run those days from 7:45 in the morning until 5:30 p.m. And if you give us a call or come over here, we'll have all that information. There's a big packet of paperwork that we require to be filled out. So we will have child care over winter break. It'll be December 27th through the 29th, so 3 days, the week of Christmas. And then New Year's week, it'll be January 2nd through January 5th, so that Tuesday through Friday.
Okay.
All of our new programs are coming out the second week of January. So we're finishing up all of our fall programs this week. We're taking a two-week hiatus for the holidays, and then we're starting everything back up January 8th. We're programming a lot of classes, and again, the best way to get that information would be visit our website. We're going to populate a bunch of information via our Facebook, but we have a ton of classes. All of our group fitness classes, judo's still running, all of our instructional programs, so all of our dance classes for the youth, and then all of our aquatic classes. So anybody looking to learn how to swim or to enhance their swimming skills, please visit the facility or visit our Facebook. And all those start January 8th. Okay. Pre-registration is the cheapest way to take those classes and the best way to ensure your spot in the class. We have some new offerings this session, including deep water fitness. So it's
deep
similar
water,
to water.
Deep water fitness. That's it. Now, is that where weights are put at the bottom of the pool and you dive down and lift them?
that could be a component, but from what I've seen, it's participants treading water and doing various exercises in the deep end, and no swimming experience is required. We have belts, we have flotation belts that are worn, and it's a great low impact exercise going along with water aerobics.
Yes, that you are so fond of.
Yeah, water aerobics is one of my favorite classes.
There you go. John's rolling his eyes. Okay, so do you have any more? Because we have a couple things lined up. So if are you?
Yep, that's about it. All of our other information will be on our website. And have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to read another anonymous email.
Okay.
And it goes like this. Please remember the man who drowned in sleep mute. Bethel Search and Rescue members are in sleep mute dragging the river. I felt heartbroken when I heard you say that no one has fallen through and drowned yet. Please keep his family and friends and the community of sleep mute in your prayers, Guyana. Thank you to the Bethel Search and Rescue members who are up there. So I guess there is something
our
happening.
Our condolences to all of you up in sleep mute. Some of us have not heard about some of this stuff happening. And I guess it does behind our backs. Mm-hmm. So we don't hear everything all the time. Even we here at the station never hear about everything all at once like everybody else does. We consider everything rumors until we prove it. And we do have our reporter on top of that to ferret out the truth of rumors. Well.
All right. So the lines are open. And mm-hmm. we've had a lot of calls.
Lots.
There's Best in the West information. There's Saturday Market tomorrow. There
Dog
was
Dog Musher's Route Suggestions.
Marijuana laws.
Marijuana laws.
What else was there? Different mm-hmm. River update mm-hmm. around the Napakiak area. Mm-hmm. This email about sleep mute. And then a ton of activities at the YK Fitness Center.
Yeah.
A little something for everyone. And
it certainly looks like we're getting set up for a blizzard. Look out the window.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. The weather has come down.
Blizzard.
Now, and I also want to encourage women to call Talkline. We usually get a lot of men, which is great. Mm-hmm. But women, you should feel free to call in and express yourself or email, and we will read your email. Fully on the air, and you can be anonymous if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So we should give out the numbers again.
545?
No.
543.
Oh, John.
543-5985, 543-2756, toll-free 1-800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Mm-hmm. And there's a the recording for Talkline is replayed Friday nights from 7 to 8:30. Over the weekend, I post the link for today's show at the KYUK Facebook KYUK Talkline Facebook page. So there's many ways you can listen if you need to. And I'm going to be leaving in a few minutes. I have to go back to the college and wish my students farewell. They're
Oh, are they getting away for Christmas vacation
or
what?
Well, yeah, my cohort's students fly in, and for the associate degree in human services, they fly in from different parts of the state, actually. Mm-hmm. It's statewide. So they're going to be leaving on the afternoon jet and completing
You'll be headed
another.
With him?
No, you know what? On Monday, I go to Springfield, Missouri.
Wow, what's happening in Springfield?
Well, my mom and my brother are happening.
See. Wow.
And some friends that I have there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go and check in, see how the family's doing, my little tiny family, and enjoy some barbecue down in the Ozarks.
Wow. Ozarks.
The Ozarks, where I used to live.
Yeah.
And I'll probably go visit a friend in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a warning, though, for people in Missouri. Springfield, Missouri. Is they need to put away their Confederate flags.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm coming.
Oh.
And I'm going to be on the lookout.
Also,
for
you guys down there, watch out.
Yes, Diane is coming. Put away your Confederate flag. Yeah, so that's going to be my holiday time. And then I come back in early January. I'll probably go to Kansas City, too. I have a friend in Kansas City. And we're going to go to the, we're going to go to the Negro Baseball Museum. Which is a fascinating museum I've always wanted to go to. So we have a caller, Bob. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to talk about our power situation here in Bethel.
Right. We had a blackout last night for about 9 minutes.
We had yet another blackout.
Yes.
Yet another. And this is really getting to be tiresome and dangerous. You know, it's one thing in the summer when your house isn't going to freeze up. It's a whole different matter in the wintertime. And even if you're here, as we were last night, and we can manage to make sure that the heat comes back on, it's pain. But if you're away, potentially the heat may not come back on.
Mm-hmm.
And your house can freeze up and consequently cause, you know, thousands of dollars in damage.
Right.
When ABEC took over from BUC, you know, I think a lot of us, probably most people in Bethel, were pretty happy because BUC cared almost exclusively about their bottom line and not so much their customers. But ABEC has really failed to produce consistent power, and BUC actually, in the last years they had it, were pretty good about it. So I'm going to call the Regulatory Commission of Alaska and ask them whether they get reports of these blackouts and brownouts and whether they have any influence over AVEC, because it is regulated utility. And to AVEC, if you can't produce consistent power, then you need to get rid of the utility. Let someone come in here who can run it properly. You know, I've talked to them before, and I don't know what the problem is. I've talked to Lenny, and I don't put this on the local operators. I think they're doing as best they can, but there's something wrong with the system. Either it's not maintained properly, or the equipment's old, needs to be replaced. Whatever it is, they simply have to do a better job. And I encourage people to get a hold of AVEC and tell them that, and also the RCA. You know, AVEC earlier this year in the spring sent a lot of us letters. Rather, I thought, kind of a drop-dead letter, that we're going to shut your power off in July if you don't comply with the electrical code. And I didn't think I thought they were more like nasty grams, actually. I thought they could have done a lot better job in informing people they needed to make modifications to their program. So if they have that attitude, then we should expect them to be pretty squeaky clean when it comes to producing power for this community. So that's what I got to say.
Okay, well, thank you. And I know also with the power outage last night, I think it affected the water in housing. So I think there's going to be a disruption in their water. They have to. There was an advisory that they conserve.
Yeah.
At this point, because it also affected then that part of the utilities. So
yeah, it affects all kinds of things. Mm. I had a Toyo stove that got cooked last winter.
Mm.
And when you have these things, particularly a brownout, your appliances are at risk. If you have a Toyo stove like I have, that's at risk. You know, we run around unplugging everything or shutting things off so that when the power comes back on, if it's not, doesn't come on properly, you know, we're not going to lose these appliances.
Mm-hmm.
But all this can get very expensive, and it's just disconcerting because you don't know when the power is going to come back on. You don't know how cold your house is going to get.
Right.
And and particularly people who are fragile and need consistent heat. Even a small drop in temperature can impact those people.
Mm-hmm.
So they just need to do a better job. And the other thing is they need to tell us. They should be talking to the radio and saying, look, this is what happened, and, you know, we have a cure, we don't have a cure, whatever it is. But they're very poor communication. I've called Anchorage numerous times, and invariably they bounce it back to the guys out here who are trying to keep the plant going. You know, I want to talk to management because this is a management problem.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah, and Merry Christmas to everyone. Hope you have a great holiday out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, next morning. We have James, and mm-hmm. I'm going to say goodbye, John. I'm going to go ahead and head back over to college. But, James, welcome to Talk Line. Good morning.
Yes, how are you both this morning?
Good.
Sorry, I'll see you.
Yes, James here from T-Rex. Happy holidays.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, T-Rex, yeah.
Yeah, so I hope you guys are having a good morning and enjoying it, like I am listening to you both.
Yeah, thank you, James. Diane had to leave. She had to meet her class, so
yeah,
I'll be here the rest of the hour. Thank you for letting us know we're loud and clear down in Chivac, over in Chivac.
Yeah, well, we're still listening. Thank you very much, and
mm-hmm.
have a very, very happy holidays.
Yeah, you too, all
and
of yours.
From Chivac.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Phone numbers 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email radio at koik.org. You can call in or email us anonymously. You can use your name and whatever is your choice. But we're near the holidays here. We want to be able to enjoy the holidays coming Christmas and New Year's. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff happening here in the community and people who have organizations with activities going on for Christmas and New Year's should call in and let us know what's going on so we can go and attend these things. Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. on the 16th, that's tomorrow, the Bethel Fire Department new ambulance will be on display. 4 to 6 p.m. Make sure you go over. There'll be snacks, hot dogs, I'm sure. Probably maybe even hamburgers. Come on over. Join us for the celebration of our new ambulance here in Bethel. Well, as I said earlier, I'm very surprised that there have been very few accidents on the river, although the Bethel Search and Rescue, when they were searching for that missing boy, said that a couple of their snow machines almost fell through the ice in probably Pitmikdalk that slew near Atmau, but they had high-powered machines and they revved them up and got the heck out of there pretty quick before they fell in. But this year, up to now, there's only been one mishap, and that's from a man up in Sleetmute that we heard of earlier. Poor. I hope they find him. They're searching for him now, but there's been very few drowning accidents here in the below Bethel, lower Kuskokwim, even in the tundra villages. But people are learning, people are warning one another to stay off the thin ice and not to travel alone, and make sure that you let people know where you are going. So if you happen to get into a difficulty, search and rescue or whoever, your family can go out and look for you where you said you were going to go. Or always bring your cell phone so you can call if you need help and other safety devices. Tarps are a good thing. Shovels, ice picks, food, bring them with you when you go out somewhere. Okay, I got an anonymous email here. I just mentioned this. Please remember the man who has drowned in Sleetmeet. Bethel search and rescue members are in Sleetmeet, dredging the river. I felt heartbroken when I heard you say that no one has fallen through and yet drowned. Please keep his family and friends and the community of Sleetmeet in your prayers, Oriana. We just mentioned that, and of course our condolences go out to his friends and family in Sleetmeet. And if we offended anybody out in Sleetmeet, we apologize, or I do. Anyway, Bethel Search and Rescue are up there now. Anybody has any comments? Mike, I think, is here. Mike, hi, Mike.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yep, absolutely.
So I'm calling in this morning just to echo the caller, maybe a couple back, that about the power outages.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have to echo his sentiments on that. I don't think it's anything against the local crew here, but there's definitely something going on up there that's not something's not right, because like the caller that called in earlier said that when BUC owned the power plant, I mean, power outages were far and few between.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that we had a power outage in Blueberry Sub last week, and then last night another one that looked like the whole town went dark. So yeah, I hope they can get a handle on that. And I don't think it's anything with the local crew. I think there's something going on here, and anyway, I just wanted to bring that up, and I hope that people will make comments to the regulatory commission on this, and maybe we can get to the bottom of it. But it just seems like for years and years we had very steady power, and here it's not, things aren't as good as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
With our power. So anyway, that's all I got this morning. Good morning, John.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, happy Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Happy holidays, whatever.
Yeah.
So anybody have any comments about power outage, you can call in and sound out your comments. We'd like to hear them. What do you think of the power outages, brownouts here in Bethel? Have you been affected by any power outages or brownouts here in Bethel? Of course, I'm already in bed by the time they happen sometimes, so I miss them. The only way I know there was a brownout was by my timer blinking, my clock blinking, electronic blinking. Who's this? Yuku Duck?
No, it's Yuku Duck. How are you doing, John Active Guys?
Well, the guy doesn't know how to spell in Yupik, so it's Yukudak.
I thought I should mention my name in Yupik, so that person can get in trouble, not Wilson Green. Yukudak can get in trouble.
Hey. Okay, what's that on your mind?
Hey, I have a scenario, and people can think about it until next week or whatever. Say, like, if I was to verbally threaten you, like, John Active, I'm going to find you and beat you up, and then you call the cops.
They won't come.
Wouldn't that be the same as assaulting the fourth degree? Because you're verbally assaulting someone or threatening someone. That's the way the law book reads. But anyway, I got a case number on the cab because I told him to turn his lights on, and he, that's what he said. I'm going to find you and beat you up. But in other words, you know, that's what he said. So I report him to the cops, and the cab laws require all cab drivers to be, you know, courteous and kind and non-threatening in any way. And that guy violated the cab rule or even person rule, the assault and the fourth degree rule. You know, I have a case number, and yeah, nothing happened. That guy's still on the road, so that's BPD for you. Bethel Police Department, you're listening? I know you are. You guys, you know, the holidays are coming. You blame your workload on drunks on the street, domestic violence or intoxication or nuisance calls, they're called. But they don't really take care of people in real need. That's the way I see them. Mm-hmm. I keep my eye on the police department, and when they're not doing right, I don't mind, you know, sticking my neck out for people and or myself. But yeah, the holidays are coming. Please do your job. Most important, it's foggy and sometimes it's blowing snow. Turn your headlights on. Don't rely on that auto. My lights are on auto. The back lights don't turn on when it's on auto. It's only the marker lights up front. You know, I try to tell that to those cab drivers, but they really holler at me saying, hey, it's on auto. And it's like, doesn't matter. You have to turn the switch on so the lights in the back can work. I encourage people to call the cab companies when you see them with no lights in the back. That's a hazard. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Wilson.
I'll get back.
Yeah. Okay. We got a caller. Bobby. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, John. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, great. Yeah. I too, the couple of previous callers had some questions about of the happenings that we've had here recently. Mm-hmm. I represent the area in AVAC here, so, and I heard the issues of consistent power and the number of times that the electricity has gone out the summer and the winter, and issues about the good things about the outages in the summer and the bad things about the outages in the winter, such as, you know, freezing up, you know, appliances at risk, elders especially at risk, you know, whether there may be a management problem or not. Bob, I will get this to the office right away, like when I'm done here. And it also might be what Mike said, it might not be a management problem here, say it could be an equipment problem. I will also get that message to them right away about this over at AVAC. I appreciate the information that it helps me do a better job as a representative here for the region. And it's good to hear the real problems that we face here. And I will get that to the main office right away as soon as I'm done. I just wanted to thank you guys for, you know, giving me information that is very, very important, that will help in having consistent power here in the region. I will get that too. Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye
you,
now.
Bob. Thanks, Bob.
Yep, you bet.
Yeah,
Bye
you
now.
Look into that. You look.
I will right away.
Yeah. Okay.
And okay. Bye now.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Bob. Yep. Okay. Before I go to. No, I don't have other calls. Good. I got an anonymous poem I need to read from here in Bethel. And the poem is "The Scene That Was Mine." Dopey's like a jealous love. It comes in all kinds of dress. Bottles, pills, needles, cigarettes. It knows no rivals. What is dope? It is the expensive private road to a permanent home with the living dead. It is a trip the peddlers try to talk you into taking. It puts them on easy street and you in hell. Did I learn the word? No, I got off a ten-year merry-go-round. Thank God I did or would not be here to tell you how my trip was and how lucky I am to have found my way back. Poem by Jerry Anonymous. Got this poem from my former workplace from a newspaper clipping. This does mean I smoke marijuana. This was to help people with substance abuse issues. So that was a poem that was sent in to us. And Peter Twitchell. Hey, Pete. You're in Anchorage. You're in Anchorage.
That's right. I'm in Anchorage. I'm not anywhere else.
No.
Hey, I'm glad to hear Gabe King is on the radio.
Yeah, he is.
Good job, Gabe. And, John, how you doing? I know you just had surgery.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I ignored you when I was in... Boy, I was in pain that morning. Holy smoke. I just got cut up and, sold.
Hey, yeah, I understand. I had a bad knee before that they had to cut up, you know?
Thank you. I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, we got people that treat us very well and people that treat us very bad in our life.
Yeah.
We can make a list of both sides, bad and the good. Mm-hmm. And just leave it at that. Don't judge anybody. Just leave it at that. Just take it out of your system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out.
Yeah.
That's all I have, John. What's happening there?
Well, it's clouded over, kind of warm, a little chilly, but not bad.
Yeah. Okay, well, typical Bethel.
Yeah.
Is the power still coming on up there like it used to?
Not too much. Maybe just this weekend a couple of days ago, there's a brownout. There. Power did go off, yeah, but not for long.
Didn't affect the station any?
I don't think so. Everybody's on top of it. I think they ran down here and turned our generator on.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good. Well, my greetings to Joe Siebert and everybody there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you take care, John.
Thank you, Pete.
Good morning, yeah.
Good morning. Bye. Peter Twitchell, all the way from Anchorage, good morning. We miss you on Geezer Rock. I got Anonymous up next. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yeah, good morning. I agree with that other caller about the power. One problem is when the power goes out, when your toilet stove is running, if it's exhausting, all that exhaust from the toilet stove will go inside the house. And man, that's really bad for people with asthma. But, it's like a power company, they should be able to make it so the power never does go, like a backup generator that automatically kicks in before something goes on with all these new technology. But that guy's right, it does affect people when the toilet stove goes out, when it's running on exhaust. All that exhaust will go in your house. But I was talking about our dividends. Seems like they're considering about maybe giving it back and getting louder and louder because of the stock market and oil and everything. But the current legislation we have on there, it seems like they didn't want to, they want to tax us instead. But election coming up. For those of you who don't want to go to the city office to change your political party from Democrat to Republican, when it comes time to vote, it can give you a ballot that only lists those two guys in Juneau supposed to be representing us. Don't have to vote for them, because count how many kids you have in your family, times 3, so it's over 3,200. That's how much money you could have debt, and it would help the businesses and the local stores. And that's what I was going to say. But, they got to, one other thing, they got to close the liquor stores. They did before, why do they need liquor stores? They got a lot of time without them before. It's just hurting families and people and, how come all of a sudden they need liquor stores and all the money is going to Canada and they can't even buy albums and stuff, they got to take donations. Where all that money's going, you know? It's not worth the lives lost. Close the liquor stores on. We hear all these things. Oh, we've got Christian got power. Well, use that power and get that alcohol board, sign a thing saying you want the liquor stores closed, you know. If you want to help your people, help us be the native crew, do that, you know. Anyhow, let me come to vote on this election. Please don't vote for these people who think that dividend belongs to them and that they have to spend it for us to save it for us, you know. That's not right. Think of your kids, you know. Okay, Corrado, John, you have a nice day. Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah, bye. Good morning. Yeah, thank you for calling. Anybody else want to call? We're almost out of time here this morning on Talk Line. Happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas. What's happening in your village? What's happening in your town this jolly season, Christmas time? I'd like to hear. Well, don't forget that on Saturday, you can see the new ambulance at the Bethel Fire Department. There'll be snacks and whatever, 4 to 6 p.m. Make sure you go and see the new ambulance. Wow, it must be something special for them to have a special day for it for us to go and see. And it is good, right, in everything for locals to sell their wares for gifts and people to go and support craftsmen, craftspersons here in Bethel. It would be good if everybody can go to these holiday Saturday markets to help with our economy. Well, I got a call here being spelt out. Mikhail or Mike? Hello. Good morning. Mikhail. Hello.
Yes, could you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Good morning.
Okay, I would like to say hello to AC Store. Have a merry, merry Christmas. And well, this is America. You can open up a liquor store and you can do anything in America. And thank you for hiring locally and having a lot of sales. You people are doing well, and I won't let anyone put you down. Bye.
Okay, that was Mike. Thank you for your call and your stand on whatever that was about out of country stores. Anyway, about out of time here at KYK, I think we might be getting another call here. We'll find out soon as he gets off the phone. But we appreciate all the callers from everywhere telling us what's on their minds and what's happening in their communities, search and rescue, what to do and not to do when traveling, all the different activities going on in Bethel. Dave, good morning. Dave, you fit in. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Glad everybody's calling in. And I'd like to give you what my daddy told me, the definition of a cigarette. He told me this about when I was about 5 years old. Would you like to hear it?
I'm sure they would. Yeah, sure.
My daddy told me this was 85 or longer years ago. Definition of a cigarette is a fire on one end and a fool on the other.
Huh.
How you like that?
Well, that's words of wisdom from way back then, huh?
Uh-huh. Pack of cigarettes cost 10 cents back then.
Yeah. Now amazing. They're nearly $15 a pack now.
Yeah. And last thing is, I'm really glad to go through Christmas free
the allegation from the city of Bethel. I've been clipped along with seven other veterans. We were not city employees. We were volunteers trying to build a park to honor the ATG. When the city went after us for wrongdoings, we've had hundreds and hundreds of attaboys. The only people that found problem with our work park was the city of Bethel. They found problems with our effort. We were not city employees. We were volunteers. None of us got paid a penny for our efforts on the park. But it took 2 years for me fighting with the city to clear our names of wrongdoings. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Are free. We didn't do it. Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. And Christmas is changing. I don't understand Christmas anymore. So different from 85, 90 years ago. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave, for calling. You are our last caller this morning on Talk Line, Friday the 15th. Don't forget to see the new ambulance tomorrow at the fire department, 4 to 6 p.m. Brand new fire ambulance for Bethel. Thank you for calling in, all of you, this morning, Friday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Diane, for being here. Thank you to our engineer and our boardman. I can't remember names sometimes. Good morning.